This is A Mexican Crossing Lines. Hello and welcome to A Mexican Crossing Lines with your host, Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You're listening to 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. Today we are bringing you breaking news from Standing Rock about the Dakota Access Pipeline. It has been reported very recently that the Army Corps of Engineers is going to deny the easement under Lake Oahe. And this comes on the eve of the actions that were planned by the veterans. Thousands and thousands of veterans have arrived at Standing Rock. Some people are estimating that the camp has now grown to about 20,000 people, roundabouts. That is incredible. So the outpouring of support that came for Standing Rock, especially and specifically from veterans, has apparently made the difference. This was the tipping point brought out all of the media that has heretofore been silent, invisible, or misleading about the issues facing people at Standing Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk to you today about what this means, because I titled today's show, The Easement Denial, The Fight Continues. Why am I telling you that the fight continues? Because I don't want you guys to go to sleep on what's happening at Standing Rock. This is a temporary victory. It's great news. I agree. It is great, great, great news. For those of you who are just joining us here on A Mexican Crossing Lines, if you're listening on the live feed, leave your name in town, leave your comments. They will show up later. And we do want to share the comments that we've gotten from our listeners, so we're going to be doing that today. I want you to hear from some of the veterans that have called our station that are standing with Standing Rock. Let's listen to one of them.
Here we go.
Hi, my name is Peter Smith. I'm a combat vet. I served 18 and a half years in the Army. I totally support the indigenous peoples at Standing Rock. I have donated to the 3,000 plus that will be there starting tomorrow. I am very upset that the U.S. government supports Marion County. They should be supporting the First Nations, the indigenous peoples on all the pipelines should be done away with, thrown away, dug up, and let's get back to the way it used to be with sun, solar, wind, water. Gonna do it the right way. Thank you so much. Bye for now. Uh-oh.
I love that comment. Did you guys hear that comment? If you can hear it, let me know. I wanted you to know that this fight is just starting, because what has happened has been a de-escalation on the part of Morton County and the president. I think he made a good move here. I think that by denying this, and he could have done this all along, folks, okay? So think about that. President Obama, weeks ago, when he already knew that people were being shot at by the Morton County monsters, when he already knew that people were being maced, people were being shot with rubber bullets at very close range, at lethal range, okay, that people were being pepper sprayed and maced while they were in freezing conditions in Canapita Creek, okay? This is what the president said at that time. He said, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. And what did that waiting and seeing result in? It resulted in people being nearly killed on November 20th and 21st. It resulted in Sophia Wolanski losing her forearm and probably never being able to have use of that arm again. It resulted in Susie losing the vision in her eye. The surgeons have now told her that she has about a 5% chance of ever having sight in that eye again. And if she does regain some sight in that eye, Susie can expect possibly to see some light. That's it. She will not have the use of her eye. And that is horrible. These are war crimes that were committed against prayerful, peaceful people. So let's not forget that that has occurred. Let's not forget that this entire time, the Morton County monsters have been profiling people, pulling people over, confiscating things out of their vehicles. I'm not just talking about regular water protectors, those that are at Standing Rock or those that came to stand with them at Standing Rock. But I'm talking about journalists. I'm talking about, actors that have been thrown in jail, strip searched. I'm talking about our free speech rights in this country being threatened by people in Morton County who don't have any respect for the law. And that's not going to stop. They're not going to go and be nice people tomorrow just because the president has just denied this permit, okay? Because I want you to think about what has been done up until this point. Up until this point, they haven't said a word. They said, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see how many people the Morton County monsters kill. And then we'll see which way the wind blows. And then we'll decide if we're going to stop this pipeline. Well, guess what? The veterans came. And the veterans said, and this is something that you may not have heard in the media, but the veterans said, if you're going to shred the Constitution, and you are shredding the constitutional rights of these people, you are violating their rights. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to shoot us. That's what the veterans said to the Morton County monsters. They said, we are here. We are the protectors. We are the people that defend law and order, the treaties that are equal to the Constitution, the rights of the people here to protect their water resource, their rights to pray, their rights to expression, assembly, and redress of grievances according to the Constitution. That is what we, the veterans of America, coming to Standing Rock, are here to do, you Morton County monsters. And what did the Morton County monsters do? They got scared. They got really, really scared. Not just because veterans are coming, because these veterans are peaceful people. These veterans came here to stand with the people at Standing Rock and defend their rights. Literally to be human shields to stop any aggression, any more aggression, any more violations of rights and possible loss of life perpetrated by the Morton County Sheriff's Department. And they began putting out this propaganda from Morton County, saying to people, guess what? These people, they have PTSD. And we have inside information. We have a source, which we feel is very reliable. But we can't tell you what that source is, because that would put that person in danger. So we can't tell you what our sources are. But we have sources. And they tell us that people inside the camp, some inside agitators, are going to agitate, arm veterans that have PTSD and make them attack the police. This is the ridiculous story that they came up with.
It's very ridiculous.
It doesn't even make any sense. Like, what they're trying to do is to say that these veterans aren't real veterans. That these veterans that are coming to North Dakota, they're not North Dakota veterans.
No, there's in very systematic ways that they've tried to discredit veterans. They've had press conferences with the leaders of veterans organizations in North Dakota that have said that these out-of-state veterans are not our veterans, that they should not come. There's all sorts of propaganda they've been pumping out. But the veterans are arriving. They are there. Most of them have arrived today. They have 3 days of actions planned. I'm curious on what the law enforcement's going to do, because they, right now, according to what they've been saying, they've been protecting and administering the law. Not a law says there's no drilling. So they should just go home. You know, from what they've been professing, that the only reason they're there is to protect the pipeline and the workers for this legal work that was going on. Now it would be illegal for the pipeline to continue. So the officers should go home. So I'm really curious on what they're going to do, how they're going to react, how they're going to act. And because they drew lines in the sand yesterday saying, if anyone crosses this line, we will be forceful. Mm-hmm. They said that as long as no one steps on the bridge or crosses that line, you'll be safe.
Right.
And no drones can fly past that line, but drones have already passed by that line. People have already stood on the bridge. So according to Sheriff Laney from Cass County, those of you in Cass County, give the county a call, say remove him. He said that we will get forceful if this happens. So they've already said what they're going to do.
Yeah, they've already made their threats. They've made threats this whole time. And let's just pause for a minute to think about what Duke said, okay? Thank you, Octavio. Thank you for your comments. Octavio was telling me that the Morton County Sheriff's Department is trying to make our veterans sound like they're poorly trained dogs that can be set off somehow by, you know, a loud noise. These are American veterans that have served our country. 1,000 of them alone came from the Navajo Nation. The Diné people came to stand with Standing Rock. It was just so amazing. And what Duke just said is really important, because he said he wants to see what the police are gonna do now. So do I, because they've been saying that they're there to follow the law. They're just there to follow the law and make sure other people are following the law. So now that this easement has been denied, they're all going to leave, and they're going to make sure that Dapple leaves. Are they going to make sure that Dapple security leaves? Are they going to stop flying the airplanes overhead all night? Because what this means is that, and this is what the Standing Rock Sioux people were saying the entire time, this is what the more than 500 nations now and counting that have come to stand with Standing Rock have said. They have said, this is illegal. This is a violation of our treaty rights. This is a violation of our human rights. This is a violation of the land, the sacred burial sites of our ancestors. Morally, this is wrong. On a religious level, you're supposed to be allowed to practice your religion. You're violating our religious rights under the Constitution. What you're doing is illegal, Morton County. What you're upholding is illegal, Jack Dalrymple. And we ignored them. The people in law enforcement, the people in leadership, ignored the people of Standing Rock as they were saying, our rights are being violated, the laws are being broken, and they allowed the Morton County monsters to continue to protect the pipeline. That is why I have said that they have lost all credibility, because that's what they were there to do. And yes, thank you, Mary Duncan Snavely, for saying, remember, Dapple said before that they would drill anyway, right? And they said, we could just drill, because they assumed that this permit would be issued. And you know what? You know what they're going to do now? Because I can tell you what's going to happen. They're going to appeal this decision immediately. And they're going to sue the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. And they're going to sue the Army Corps of Engineers, because they don't know when to quit. They have billions of dollars invested in this. And they've already built it all the way up to the river. So they're not going to stop right now. And they're going to assume that later on down the road, when their court cases come through, or when President-elect Trump takes office, that they're going to get their way anyway. They know that this is a project that Trump supports and is invested in. They know that Trump said that he's going to reopen the tar sands pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline. Mm-hmm. They know that. So if they just wait this out, this is what they have been doing the entire time. If they just wait this out, the law is going to fall on their side anyway, so they can go ahead and break the laws now. They can just pay some fines. They built it in to the cost of doing business. This is built in, as are, by the way, the deaths of their own workers, as are the casualties that happen in the towns. It's all just built in. They pay some bean counter to figure out how much they're probably going to get sued in, how many fines they're going to get, and they build it into their plan to destroy the earth and to poison your water and my water. So I'm sorry. I want to celebrate. And I'm sure that the people of Standing Rock are celebrating right now. I know they are. I know that this is a victory. The people at Standing Rock are exhausted. So, you know, when I was watching the veterans arrive from all over the country, the way that the people were greeting them, thanking them for their service, thanking them for being the real protectors and the real enforcers of the law, for coming to stand with them in Standing Rock. It brought tears to my eyes. It was so beautiful to see all of that support from our veterans. You know, here are real heroes coming. And what they're doing is they're making the Morton County Sheriff's Department look very clearly like the terrorists and the monsters that they are. And they were just about to expose them even further, because they're going to go and confront them and tell them that they're violating the constitutions. But right now, that isn't what Obama needs as he leaves his administration. This isn't the kind of legacy that he wants to leave. So he tested, which way is the wind blowing? Oh, shoot. I guess I'm going to have to deny that permit. We'll leave that for Trump to clean up. That's what I think is going to happen, folks.
Mm-hmm. And plus, the way Morton County is actually responding is that they started pulling people out of the front line, pulling vehicles out, and making it appear that there's not as much law enforcement on that bridge. I think they did that in response to a bunch of media being there, and they're not very smart, because they don't believe that people have actually seen what they've done so far. They act as if they've never did any of those things, that they didn't shoot water cannons, they didn't shoot percussion grenades. They talk about how logs on fire were thrown at them, and arrows were shot at helicopters, and cows went missing. That's what they've been talking about. So they've pulled people back. Last night when people are at the bridge, they said, well, there's less law enforcement here. There's still vehicles there, but the law enforcement is not in the same spot, and they must be back further. So they've pulled back a bit. And I believe, this is my own opinion, is that since all the national media is there, they didn't want to have that sort of show. And they're going to put on a show for the next couple of days. You know, they're going to make sure that things look very calm, that the veterans can do prayers, they can have free speech, they can be peaceful, prayerful water protectors. And I don't know if they'll allow them to cross the line and go to the top of Turtle Island and surround the drill pad, because they were going to do that and do a prayer, hold hands and encircle the whole drill pad. And so those sorts of things, I don't know if the Morton County police are going to actually let that happen. We're going to keep watching, and the eyes of the world are on Morton County. They are on Standing Rock. So everyone is watching.
Yes. And I will tell you, we just had our live feed drop out. So folks are just probably going to start joining again on this one. So Nemo, I need you guys to help share this out. All of the people that are jumping on this, share this out as quickly as you can. Share it as many places as you can. People are dropping the live feeds out at the camp right now like crazy. This is evidence to me of the fact that Morton County Sheriff's Department and the state of North Dakota are both embarrassed and angry that this information is getting out. Right now, they are eating crow, even though they're probably going to just go and appeal this and run and talk to Trump and start trying to get his approval ahead of time, his guarantees. How important is it to the Dakota Access Pipeline if they can just go to the president-elect Trump and get his guarantee that they're going to be able to build this pipeline anyway?
And then they'll do it. They'll do it before they even get permission. They'll just say, go ahead and drill.
Course.
Later, we'll forgive your fines even. Just go ahead.
Of course. He can give them the authorization to do what they want. And you know what? They never cared about having the authorization. They were told not to drill within 20 miles of Lake Oahe, and they started building the pipeline, and they started going in anyway. They didn't care. And that's why they didn't want the drones flying. That's why they didn't want Meyer and Dewey out there with mm-hmm. digital smoke signals. That's why they keep taking down the live feeds of people like Kevin Gilbert
mm-hmm.
and Etsa Asia Hofer,
oh, yeah.
One Nation TV, and a whole bunch.
Drones to be Wild.
And Drone to be Wild. They have so many drones out there that have gotten shot down. They're like all like Frankenstein with little pieces of tape on them, because this is what they've been doing to the media that's there. So I need you guys to share this message with everyone that you can. This is the beginning of a fight. Don't get fooled. Don't fall asleep at the wheel just because people are celebrating at Standing Rock today that this Dakota Access Pipeline is dead, okay? You know what the possums do? They play dead. They play dead and they wait for you to leave. And then they leave. Then they get up and they go. This is what I think is happening right now, okay? Right now, they're trying to make you think, oh, you know, the veterans won it. The veterans won. They came. They stopped the snake. They killed the snake. They're gonna deny the pipeline permit, and the Dakota Access Pipeline is going to stop. And that's what the media, the corporate puppet media, especially in the state of North Dakota, has been doing. So they want you to think that everything is finished here. The Indians are fine. Look away. There's nothing to see here, folks. Yep. Go about your Christmas shopping, okay?
Everybody go home.
Yep. You know, you were really worried that you were going to have to celebrate Christmas while Indians were possibly going to be murdered? No more things to worry about. You could just go right back putting up your Christmas tree.
That's
and
right.
Forget about Standing Rock.
And we have a big sale on winter gear and propane.
That's right.
You know, some of the things that have been happening in Bismarck, have, you know, we've had direct reports from people it's happening to, is the citizenry of Bismarck is also taking on being overt racists and agents of the Morton County Sheriff's Department.
Vigilante.
There are hotel rooms kicking people out if mm-hmm. their water protector is any way associated with Standing Rock. There are stores that have not sold items to people, kick people out. We did report the other day that Ace Hardware had been instructed by law enforcement not to sell propane and other mm-hmm. things that could make these IEDs. Mm-hmm. Within a day, they rescinded that. They said they would no longer uphold that, to the point to where then the lies are being spread that they never received a letter in the first place, which they did, which we aired and had a case number and everything from corporate headquarters. There are other stories doing the same thing. There's also things that still stand. Governor Dalrymple had ordered a eviction notice, plus he ordered that any people bringing in supplies to camp could be stopped, searched, and fined $1,000 if they were bringing any sort of supplies to the camp. Those orders have not been rescinded. Mm-hmm. So people are basically driving around and ready to be profiled in Bismarck and Mandan.
Yes, this is all true. And by the way, I wanted to share a few things from what Duke just said right now. The latest person that was profiled was a man that came up, a veteran that came up from New Mexico. His last name is Nez. His first name is, I believe, Jody Nemo, if you have his name. Kevin Gilbert posted that up. If you guys can find that and post it into the comments. He has a PayPal account that is up right now. He needs your donations and your support because they threw him out of he booked a hotel and it was the Ramada Inn LTD Limited. There's two in Bismarck, so make sure that you get the right one. It was Giovanni with two I's, yeah, with a J-O-V-O-N-I-I. You can go watch his video, Giovanni Nez. Thank you for posting that, Kari. Thank you for keeping the hearts and the thumbs ups coming. You know what I heard? I heard that people's Facebook lives are being tagged and taken down because of too many angry faces.
Oh, really?
Or negative comments. Yeah. Hmm. So they can remove them for that, apparently. So,
really? They haven't removed the Morton County ones that get all those sorts of frowns and frowns and frowns and no,
well,
nothing
but you
frowns.
Well, they have control over Facebook. They can tell Facebook to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been censoring Facebook, okay, guys? My live feed just went down, and there's absolutely no reason for that to even have happened. I'm in the studio, and I have exclusive Wi-Fi for the station, so absolutely no. I'm not even at Standing Rock right now.
Yeah.
So for this to happen is absolutely ridiculous. But that's why you guys need to share the truth, because somebody is trying to keep you from hearing it. And there is a PayPal account that is set up for Giovanni and his family. His 2-year-old baby is with him. His wife is with him. And they were thrown out on the street without a refund. So all of the money, he took 2 paychecks to book that hotel room for 3 days so he could come and stand with Standing Rock, and they kicked him out of the hotel and they will not give him back his money.
He's a veteran too.
And it's so messed up. I mean, this is the kind of retaliation against veterans. This despicable, Bismarck. That's despicable, Morton County. They had an officer there. They sent police to this man's hotel room to stand there like this is some kind of military occupation.
Yeah.
Are we in Nazi Germany's where they're like clearing out the ghettos? What in the hell is going on in this country? The fact that the veterans are there at Standing Rock, and the fact that they have a victory today because they did not issue this permit is something that I'm very happy about, but I feel like we have uncovered a huge wound, folks. And Kat St. Pierre, thank you for your comment. That veteran, Giovanni, he had lost his 5-year-old child almost a year to the day of when this happened to him. He broke down crying on that video. I posted it on 88.1 Facebook page, so you can go find it there. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And, you know, I did look at Susie's PayPal as well. Thank you to all of you that donated to that. Her PayPal is up about $94,000. But folks, she's lost her eye vision. She will not regain, most likely ever, any real vision in that eye. So that woman has been blinded, essentially, in her eye. And another woman has lost the use of her hand because of what Morton County Sheriff's Department did. By the way, I wanted to correct something I said yesterday. I said that one of the men had 71 staples. It was the other way around. It was 17 staples. That was a lot of staples.
Okay.
17 staples is still too many staples. And if I make mistakes on my broadcast, I will always make sure to try and correct them because I'm trying to share the truth of the information that is going on.
Exactly. And you can do email. You can call our message line. We're going to be playing some more listener comments. The message line is 701-566-0917. Okay. 701-566-0917. You can also tweet us at media_PPP. You can email Cindy at kpppfm.com or Duke at kpppfm.com. Go to our Facebook site, kpppfm.com. You know, you can listen to all the podcasts. Also, we have a donation link there. And then, you know, we're independent media. We want to continue to do coverage on Standing Rock every day. We've been there 5 times. We have people coming to our home. We're getting people out of jail and back to camp to the front lines. We are interviewing everybody who is willing to do an interview. And we want to interview you too. If you have something to say, talk to us. We will air it.
And we've been talking about these issues like police brutality. And we've been talking about the pipeline from school to prison of our youth of color. We've been talking about a lot of the issues of abuse, of women trafficking, of rape, and especially in the Bakken that we've seen as a result of all of the fracking and of the oil boom that we've had in the state of North Dakota. So we bring these stories to you that the media chooses to ignore. And the reason that we can do that is because we are non-commercial. Because we are a nonprofit, because we are run by a media justice organization, because we are run by indigenous, led by people of color and people power and community journalism. And that is the new power that we have in this country. We have a lot of low power FM stations just like us. So I want to thank you, a heartfelt thank you from me, from Duke, from all the crew here at the People's Press Project in 88.1 FM Fargo-Moorhead. For all your donations that you have sent in to us recently, know that we are putting that right back into more equipment, building up our station, and being able to network with all of the other small independent media. We're here to prop them up. All of the indigenous media that has come out, Indigenous Media Rising, the Indigenous Environmental Network, the Digital Smoke Signals, One Nation TV, all of those are your real media sources, folks. That's what you should be paying attention to, because those are the places where you're going to be able to find the truth.
TYT Politics.
TYT Politics.
Unicorn Riot.
Yep. And Unicorn Riot has done a fantastic job. These guys are like, they have been in training at Standing Rock as if they had been in a military war
zone. That's right. Lorenzo was in the water with the GoPro camera on his helmet, swimming around when people were getting maced and pepper sprayed and tear gassed.
He got maced and pepper sprayed. I talked to him at the hotel when we were down there. We've been down there 5 times. And he, you know, I was admiring his jumping and moving and running skills. And I told him it was great to see him indoors and not wet and not being maced. And he talked about, you know, how many times he'd been arrested. And so much of our indigenous media has been charged with crimes, have been arrested, have been put into jail. This is ridiculous.
It is. Let me tell you, since we are getting people out of jail and back to the front lines, this is what's happening to people. They're being arrested for bogus charges, mostly criminal trespass, resisting arrest, or whatever. They get charged and they get put into dog cages and they get shipped around North Dakota to different jails. And then they're sitting in jail until their bond is posted immediately. They sit for a day or two waiting to get out. When they get out, the jail just shoves them out the door. So we've had people in Valley City, people in Jamestown, people here at Cass County that have no transportation or no connection with how to get back to camp. So we've been housing people, feeding people, triaging people, and then getting transportation back to camp. Now, they are charged and they have an arraignment hearing, you know, within a week or so of once they've been arrested. They have to go to that hearing and plead, and then they get a trial date. So there's hundreds of people who have trial dates set out through December, January, February, and they have to stick around to go to trial. And some and many people's charges will be dropped, but they're not dropping them right away. So there's a whole bunch of people that are going back to camp, and they're awaiting their trial. And there's going to be more arrests. We are prepared for more arrests in this community. I think we have like 30 beds available now for people. We have drivers. We are ready for the response that's needed.
Right. And if you want to help support that, if you want to be one of the people that is in that network, message me and I'll tell you how you can get hooked up with our network of Water Protectors Respite Network. By the way, Mary Duncan, you said this is what my friend Winia at Standing Rock said, and Winia is, I'm assuming Winia Locke, she's a very reliable source. The easement is not outright denied, but the Department of the Army will not approve an easement. They will not approve an easement that will allow the proposed DAPL to cross under Lake Oahe. Administration suggests the best route forward is a reroute. That's no good. We will also require a full environmental impact study. That's good, but also rerouting is not the answer. We need to stop depending on fossil fuels. We need to stop trying to kill the earth. We may have already gone too far to save our remaining ecosystems. So please remain in solidarity with Standing Rock. Mm-hmm. Remain in solidarity against these extractive fossil fuel industries that are destroying the earth. This victory is a temporary victory today, and it does not mean that they're going to stop. Somebody else said, I think it was Kim Fox, said that the Susie Q might be getting surgery from Cuban doctors. Oh, remember, cool. The Cuban doctors are coming?
Cuban doctors are coming, yes.
The Cuban doctors are coming, and they might just be able to help give her an eye transplant. That would be super awesome. Thanks for that information. I love that you guys keep helping me share information through our live feeds as well. I want to play you another veteran's comments that called in. Here we go.
Yeah, people, I'm Mohawk. I'm known as a Thunder Wolf, Winston, Connecticut. All those Native Americans can sue the White House and all them for a breach of contract. For the contract of them having that land, everything. I'm not kidding you. You can nail them for a breach of contract. And you could sue them for every damn cent you could kick with them. And my heart goes out to all of you. Because all those people in Dakota, all them cops, everything, are no good. They are not protecting the world. They want everyone dead. As far as I'm concerned with Trump, he wants everybody dead so he can run the world the way he wants. People, get this to the Native American to stand a rock. You can sue them for a breach of contract, and I guarantee you, you'll knock the living hell out of them with it. Because that is the law. When you make a treaty, you make a contract, you're supposed to go buy that contract. Okay? I mean it, people. My number is 860. It'll probably be a winner from it because it's Winston, Connecticut. 860-459-4682. And my heart goes out to all of you. And I hope every damn, and I mean it, every soldier that's going there, packing a gun, because you're going to need it. Oh, okay? This is our third war coming up. And that's what Trump and Obama wants. To get rid of all the poor and everything else out there. And I guarantee you this, to the Native American and American people, fight to win. Yes, ahead.
Well, this is what I have to say to that. No guns.
Yeah, I say
there
no
are
guns
no,
too.
the people of the Standing Rock Nation have said from the beginning and throughout, they do not want any guns brought. They do not want any alcohol, any illegal substances, any knives. They want none of that. So, I mean, I always appreciate your comments, and I can hear in that caller's voice, he is very distraught. Mm-hmm. He is very angry. He is very upset. He wants justice, as do we all, but that is not what the people of Standing Rock have said. The people of Standing Rock have said that they do not want any weapons, that they want peace, people to stay in prayer. Their elders, their leaders, when they consulted with the ancestors, with the Creator in prayer, were told that they could win this fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline, against that black snake, by remaining peaceful, only by remaining peaceful. And everybody there has maintained that. So, although I really appreciate your calls, especially from all over the country, like that one from Connecticut, no weapons. That is not okay. That is not what the people of Standing Rock want. And if you really want to stand with the people of Standing Rock, you need to listen to the indigenous leadership at Standing Rock. You cannot come with your own agenda mm-hmm. to Standing Rock, okay? So let's make that very clear. Let's hear from another one of our callers.
All right. Here we go.
You're just waiting for them to hurt them, Tennessee.
Oops.
That's sorry, right. Sorry,
and you
sorry.
Can do it.
But, you know, the National Attorneys Guild just filed a lawsuit against North Dakota. You know that, of course, they did that on Monday. And I contacted their main office out in New York yesterday, and they told me that they've got a member right here in Fargo. Well, I said, who is that? And they said, Willie Kirshner. Well, I know Willie Kirshner. Yeah. Him and I went around a few times, but so I called his office, going to talk to him, and I got a hold of the secretary, and of course he was in a meeting or something. He couldn't talk to me, but anyway, I talked to her a while, and she's for the protester side, and so I'm guessing Willie is too. And knowing him, he probably is all right. But anyway, I want to know who's named in that lawsuit. That's what I'm trying to find out. That should be a public information. And they said that they were suing Morton County, and that's all fine and dandy, but Morton County isn't the only one that should get sued. Sheriff Laney from Cass County, who has always said from the word go that he was in charge, and this idiot Sheriff Kirschenbaum, or whatever his name is, Kirschmeier, okay, he put Laney in charge of operations out there. Mm-hmm. So what's going on out there then falls into Laney's lap, doesn't it? He should get charged too. He should be, and that's what I want to find out, is if they are. But then I read another article where they were, before it's all said and done, the ACLU and the Attorneys Guild and all those people, they're going to go after, and they had a list of people, Morton County, Cass County, Steele County, Barnes County, Fargo Police Department, Bismarck Police Department, quite a few people that they were going to look for before they're all done. And they should. You know, and that thing with that girl getting her arm blown off, you know, they're trying to say that she was making a bomb. It is so ridiculous, so ridiculous. And you know, when it comes down to it, that land out there, which you know as well as I do, of course, but I just want to talk about that land out there is native, it's treaty land. So how can they tell people they gotta get out? Of course you got this do nothing Dalrymple or Simple Dimple or whatever his name is. man, the guy just irritates me. And I'm sorry I'm like this, but I'm cranked up today, and you know.
Hi, my name is Jen. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Should we hold off on Jen?
Yeah, listen. Hold on for Jen. Hold on from
okay,
Jen.
Okay.
I want to say a couple of things about what he said, folks. I have to tell you something. If watching what's happened in Morton County sheriffs and all of the people that have come from other law enforcements, 72 different law enforcement agencies have been involved. In my last show, I talked about all of them. I think it was my last show, didn't it? Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was.
And we named names. We told you every single agency. We named out every single agency mm-hmm. from every state that has been involved. And yes, they should all be held accountable. Yes, they are all responsible for a violation of human rights and hurting people. But are they going to be held accountable? The answer to that, you already know. How many officers have been held accountable for mowing down and killing, extrajudicially murdering, lynching people of color in this country every single day? How many officers have been charged? How many of them have actually been convicted? I'll wait. You know, there isn't any. And you know, this is, it makes me crazy. This was just announced today. Here's your proof, folks. Here's your proof. Walter Scott's killer is walking free. Michael Slager, the guy that was caught planting a taser on the dead body of Walter Scott after he shot him in the back while he was running away, not posing any threat to the officer, not posing an imminent threat to anyone else. Which is the standard for when you would shoot someone, when they are posing an imminent threat to the life of the officer or someone else. This man is walking away free. They wouldn't even charge him with manslaughter. The jury wouldn't even charge him with manslaughter. Our system is broken. They're not going to hold any of these officers accountable for what they did. If the law, and I'm talking about the penal law, the criminal law system is not going to hold those criminals accountable for their criminality, because we never have in this country. We don't have a system in place for that. And it's been laid bare now that we don't have an adequate system. Now that you know that, we need to break that system down and fix it. That's the only way you're going to see justice done. If you're angry about this, we need to fix that system. And I have another comment here from Kim. She says, Lainey is gun happy. Did you pay attention to his paralanguage during the press conference on October 26th? He was foaming at the mouth. I truly believe that the police wouldn't have invaded the treaty camp that day if Jesse Jackson hadn't been there. Well, you know, I thought about that too, Kim. And I thought, you know, I don't know that it's that Jesse Jackson being there caused that. Because you can't blame Jesse for that. You have to blame the thin-skinned snowflakes that have been working under Morton County. Morton County themselves and all of their allies in law enforcement. They're very thin-skinned. They're like Trump. Did you see this? Trump was watching Saturday Night Live, apparently, and he was being made fun of. He was being parodied again. And they were making a parody about all of his ridiculous tweeting problem. And so he took to tweeting angry tweets because he's a joke. And this is the same way with these thin-skinned goons at the Warren County Sheriff's Department. They can't stand the fact that people are supporting Standing Rock. They can't stand the fact that their narrative of being the good guys in law enforcement that care about everyone in the camp, they're just there to follow the law, that the reality of what's going on is making them very clearly the bad guys. Very clearly, later on in Saturday Night Live skits, they were making a joke about that. They said, you know, at the point at which you're like using attack dogs and shooting people with water hoses, at some point you have to ask yourself, on Thanksgiving, they said, at some point you have to ask yourself, are we the bad guys? Yes, you are the bad guys. And everyone sees that you're the bad guys. And this was going to culminate in a confrontation with you shooting at veterans. That's what it was almost going to be in the next day or two. That's, I think, one of the things they were gearing up for with all of their rhetoric. And because Obama had the sense to go, oh my God, these Morton County monsters are not going to hold back. They're trigger happy. They have itchy fingers and they can't stand for anyone to make them feel it may hurt their fifis. Because if somebody talks in angry words at them or throws snowballs in their direction, then, you know, oh my God, it's a weapons of mass destruction. Their lives are being threatened. And you know what? That was just a way of saying, as I said in my program the last time I did this broadcast, was that they're making threats. When officers start saying they're coming at us, they're coming to take care of what they need to take care of, they're threatening our lives, that is a prelude to them shooting and killing people.
Yeah.
Because they felt threatened for their lives. So I know that we're celebrating a victory. I want people to know that the Dakota Access Pipeline permit has been denied, but that could change. They could also reissue the permit. They're going to appeal Obama's decision, the Army Corps' decision. They're probably going to sue them, and then they're going to go to Trump and get their way anyway. And if you think they're going to stop drilling, you do not know the Dakota Access Pipeline. Yeah. They have never stopped working. They're probably out there figuring out how they could keep working right now. Okay? I'm telling you, we have to keep watching these folks. We have to make sure that they don't go in there and continue business as usual the minute the veterans leave. I hope they don't leave right away.
Yeah, and also, keep sending support to camp. Keep going to camp.
Keep going to the camp.
Keep going to camp. Routes, you've heard about the potential fine and stopping.
Not true.
Go through Mandan, take Highway 6 all the way to 24, take a left, and then go to 1806 and go north of the camp. That's the best route to get there because 1806 is blocked by the barricade north of the camp. If you feel like you want to take the long route, go to Mobridge, South Dakota first and then cross over to 1806.
If you're scared,
you know. But, you know, the important thing is to get supplies to camp, to keep the support coming into camp, to keep going to camp. I mean, there's more and more people coming every day, but there's more and more people having to leave. We just had a gentleman come back to our house who was here last week and he needs to go home. So he stopped in, had some tea and some juice, and then he's flying back to his home.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that it's beautiful. You should just go because it is beautiful. It's the most historic thing that has happened in this country in 100 years. I'm serious. It is the most newsworthy, most historic thing that has ever happened in this country, an indigenous country, to veterans in this country in hundreds of years. Because there has never been, and if you can think of one, let me know, there's never been this many veterans facing off against military forces, militarized police in this country.
Yeah.
Coming together. I've never heard of such a thing before. Never in my lifetime, never in the history of anything I ever learned. If I'm wrong, let me know. If you know of thousands and thousands of veterans coming together to stand against their own police forces and their own military, you let me know when that happened in American history. So this is an amazing, amazing thing that is happening. And we have to pay attention and learn from what we have been opened up to. Our eyes have been opened up. The scales have from our eyes have been removed. We know that the police are above the law, that they are criminals with badges that can hurt people, and that there's no accountability for what they do. And that we've also learned that Bismarck has a very serious problem with racism. Is it surprising if you know that 90% of the people there are white? Is it surprising to you that they are so pro-pipeline police? Because that is what the police have shown themselves to be. They've shown themselves to be agents of the corporation. So we have a problem in Bismarck. We need to fix that problem, regardless of what continues to happen or doesn't continue to happen with this pipeline. If they decide to reroute it, that is not a solution to this problem. Destroying the earth further and going and moving this nightmare to someone else's backyard is not the way to fix this problem. We need to stop the pipeline. We need to heal the earth. We need to stop these extractive industries in their tracks right now if we are to have an earth. In Oklahoma right now, they're having so many earthquakes on such a regular basis. It's damaging property. It's shifting people's homes. They're having a lot of earthquakes on a regular basis because of the fracking. And there's people like the Congress members of this state who do not believe that climate change is real. These people are going to continue to exploit and destroy the earth, and we can't have that. So, folks, I want you to know that we are listening to your comments, to your concerns. Remember that Facebook and that everything that has gone on in Standing Rock has shown us that the people are being censored in the media. Your free speech rights have been curtailed or are not existent anymore, because now we've been shown once again that there are free speech zones. That's the only place that you can speak. You can't have constitutional rights to expression, assembly, and redress of grievances unless you're in a little pen. Trump showed us that. He had pens for the press. And if people tried to walk out of the pen for the press, they were beaten. They were beaten by security. We have evidence now of the police beating journalists at Standing Rock, brutalizing journalists and shutting them down. What has been laid bare here? This is the tip of the iceberg, folks. And the veterans, this was an opportunity where Morton County Sheriff and the government of this country and the Army Corps of Engineers and the leadership of the state were all going to be exposed to the media of the world as being terrorist thugs. And they decided to stand down. But I guarantee you, they are seething in rage right now. They are so mad. Mm-hmm. That's why they're trying to take down every live feed where people are talking about the fact that they couldn't go on, that they lost their permit, that they're not going to get the permit. And so that they're going to be forced to do a full environmental impact study, even though that's what's correct, even though that's what the law requires, even though that's what the treaty would require. None of that matters, because they didn't get their way. And like angry toddlers throwing a tantrum, you best believe they are not going to go quietly. They are not going to stop. They're going to keep building, even if it means that they have to get fines later, even if it means that they have to continue to use the pipeline police to bash people over the head. And if we stop watching what's happening at Standing Rock, people will get hurt. Believe me, this is not over. So I just wanted to give you a quick update. I know people are celebrating at Standing Rock, and I know people are trying to share this idea that there is a great victory. And it is true. This is a victory nonetheless. People get to rest, so people don't have to fear that they're going to be maced and shot today. Yay! Mm-hmm. That's not a victory that you can celebrate for too long, though. That's folks, right. Okay? So we can sleep tonight knowing, hopefully, and while the veterans remain there, that the people at Standing Rock will be safe. And thank you to all our veterans who came there. Thank you to all the people who've come to stand in solidarity. Thank you to all the people that are donating. Thank you to all the people that share this program. And thank you to all the people that tell the truth about Standing Rock. Now is the time for you to shut down any people that are making up lies or sharing the Morton County monster lies. If people tell you, I don't know, I really just want the protesters, those agitators, those foreigners, people that are violent to get out of camp, tell them, prove it. Where is your proof? If you don't have evidence, you are just propagating the lies of Morton County Sheriff's Department. And stay vigilant, listeners. Please stay vigilant. And stay broadcasting, or stay tuned to 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. Thank you for listening to this important broadcast. I want to tell you, we will continue to share your messages.
Yep.
You can record a message. There's about a minute, a 3 minute, 3.5 minute limit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can say a lot in 3.5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And we will share it. I would just ask that you folks tell me your name and town, just so I know, you know, where, if you're from out of state, please tell us the town and the state, or if you're from out of the country, tell us that too. Put your comments here in our live feed. I do go back and I look at these after we post them, so we'll respond to your questions. We try to respond in our next broadcast to your questions. We will be sharing more of these comments that we got on the phone.
Call 701-566-0917. Again, 701-566-0917.
And continue to stand in solidarity with Standing Rock. You've been listening to A Mexican Crossing Lines on 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo Moorhead. Thanks for being with us. Water is life. Miniwichoni.
Aho.